From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Jordan says it will not release an Iraqi female terrorist until it receives proof that a Jordanian pilot held by Islamic State militants is still alive. A Jordanian government spokesman says authorities will consider exchanging the female suicide bomber for the pilot once they receive proof that they've asked for.
We want to see a proof of life of the Jordanian pilot, and then we can talk about the exchange between Sajid al-Rishawi and the Jordanian pilot.
Mohammed al-Momani is a Jordanian government spokesman. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has blamed Iran for Wednesday's flare-up of violence along the Lebanese border between Israel and the Iranian-backed Hezbollah group. Mr. Netanyahu says Israel will continue to defend itself against all threats. The border between Israel and Lebanon was mostly calm today. A suicide bomber attacked a funeral in eastern Afghanistan today, killing 16 people and wounding dozens. An official says the attack took place in Meterlam in Laghman province during services for a police commander and three other people killed earlier in the day in a roadside blast. A provincial spokesman said the police department's chief of investigation was among the dead in the second blast. Chadian troops aiding the fight against Boko Haram are reported to have retaken a village in far northeastern Nigeria from the militants. Abu Bakar Mustafa, who lives across the border in Niger, told VOA's French to Africa service Chadian forces today took control of Malum Fatori village after a series of nighttime airstrikes. There has been no official confirmation of that as yet. This is VOA News. Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko today called for urgent ceasefire talks with pro-Russian rebels. He said the talks should result in an immediate ceasefire and the withdrawal of heavy weapons from the front lines. Meanwhile, fighting continued in the northern sector of the former ceasefire line in eastern Ukraine today as Russian-backed rebels pressed their offensive aimed at moving the line further west. Al Pessin has more.
Like many towns in this area, Popasna is on edge. Shelling can be heard faintly in the distance. Popasna is about 40 kilometers from the besieged town of Debaltseve, which is nearly surrounded by rebel forces. Rebels controlled the entire area last year before being pushed back by government troops. Meanwhile, the European Union was set to expand economic sanctions against Russia as punishment for the new round of fighting. But so far, sanctions have not convinced Russian President Vladimir Putin to change his policy. Al Pessin, VOA News, Popasna, Ukraine.
The organization Human Rights Watch says world governments make a serious mistake when they sacrifice human rights in the name of tightening security measures. In an annual review of global human rights released today, the group said Nigeria, Iraq, Syria, Israel, and the United States are among the nations using security concerns to justify what they called violations of human rights. The White House says President Barack Obama is looking to end the era of what he calls manufactured crises and mindless austerity. In a statement today, the White House says Mr. Obama would call for eliminating automatic spending cuts that he agreed to with the Republican lawmakers during a 2011 budget crisis. Mr. Obama's 2016 budget, which is set for release on Monday, will call for a 7% spending hike. Malaysia has formally declared the disappearance of MH370 to be an accident. We get more from Bill Ide.
Azharuddin Abdul Rahman, the director general of Malaysia's Department of Civil Aviation, says that after 327 days and based on all available data, survivability in the defined area is highly unlikely.
On behalf of the government of Malaysia, we officially declare Malaysia Airlines flight MH370 an accident.
He says the search for the missing plane, which covered over 18,600 square kilometers, will continue. Bill Ide, Beijing.
In another airline incident, aviation officials in Indonesia say an Air Asia flight that crashed into the Java Sea last month ascended steeply, stalled, and then hurled toward the sea. They say the co-pilot was at the controls at the time of the accident. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.